What up, gang? This is Ian Lee.
And I'm Gemma Kearney.
And who's this lady in the studio with us?
My name's Daisy. Hi. Oh,
much bigger hair than me.
I've seen you on the telly and stuff. You're about to listen to the Big Brother's Big Ears podcast. I'm afraid I have to warn you that there are not swears in there, but there is some very, very rude, naughty talk that could be considered of a sexual nature.
Even from Davina, she talks about naughty stuff.
We all got a bit carried away, didn't we?
You two talked more about naughty stuff than Davina. It was very unpleasant and most unsexy.
And so. You made Daisy squeal.
Yeah, well. that's because... my hand is a mind of its own. Let's not even go there. This is the introduction. We can't be rude in the introduction.
Stop it, Gemma.
Zazie, could you sum up...
Stop it, Ian! Stop touching me!
In one word, Zazie, could you sum up what we talked about in the show today?
Sensual. Was that the right word?
Enjoy the podcast.
Jay uses his daily bonus minutes to call his mummy before bedtime. Big Brother, sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
She told me about that cookie love.
Big Brother's Big Ears.
Can't believe it's time for another Big Brother summer again.
More housemate madness will they ever learn?
I'm turning on, tuning in and ready to be Big Brother's. Big Brother 9, bring it on!
This is Big Brother's Big Ears.
I can't wait for Big Brother this year. I'm literally going to wet myself. I can't wait.
Live from channel4.com/Big Brother with Ian Lee and Gemma Kearney.
I love it.
Can you shut up? We're 3 minutes late starting, Zazie. Just button it, all right? Now, listen, I'm not in a good mood, right?
No, he's really not.
No, I'm not. And I'll tell you why.
Down a notch.
Shush. I have one night off. I come back. Mario's been booted out.
I know.
What the hell is that all about? They've been having... Him and Lisa have been having a row. You were on Big Ears or something. No, what were you on?
I was on Big Mouth.
You were on Big Mouth. And Luke and Bex have been doing it.
I know. You should take some more time off, Ian, I'm thinking.
Is that a threat?
But I'm glad you're back. I'm glad that Uncle Ian's back in town. With his
call me Uncle Ian. It makes me sound ancient.
With his grumpy manner. How do you feel about Mario being evicted? Are you gutted?
I think that's a question to the listener.
It's a question to you. Are you
I am gutted.
Look, look how much of a bad mood you are because he's been out.
An injustice has been served on the nation.
I'm Gemma Kearney.
Yeah. I'm Ian Lee. This is Big Brother's Big Ears. I'm not really in the mood. I'm furious. It's an internet radio show about Big Brother, in case you hadn't guessed. But remember, you can also subscribe to Big Ears for free. All right, that means nothing via the magic of the iTunes. If you want to talk to us tonight, then do this. Call 0871 200 1048. 0871 200 1048. I should tell you, calls cost 10 pence a minute from a BT landline. Calls from other networks may vary, and from mobiles will cost considerably more. But I think I'm right in saying that we call you back, so it doesn't cost you that much. You can send your messages into us by texting the word EARS, followed by your comment to 83188. Text the charge that uses standard network rate. Terms and conditions for our phone and text services can be found at channel4.com/thebigbrother. Not the Big Brother, Big Brother.
And I'm also plugged into the Big Ears mothership tonight. Feel free to explore channel4.com/Big Brother and get involved in the forums. Here are some things to think about, everyone. Mario's the sixth person to exit the Big Brother house. Was it the right decision?
No! I'm so angry!
And oh my God, what about Luke and Bex?
That was just grim.
What was that about? Now we're a few weeks in. Have you noticed a change in certain of the housemates' behaviour? Let us know what you think.
0871 200 1048. And Gemma and I will also speak to tonight's evicted housemate Mario later. Fingers crossed, touch wood, if the wind's blowing in the right direction. And Big Brother's little brother Zazie is in the studio.
Hey.
Shush! We'll come to you later. And later on, we're going to hear from the mother hen of Big Brother herself, Davina McCall, to gossip about Luke and Beck snogging. Ooh! That was lovely!
Got Tom on the phone.
Oh, have we got Tom on the phone? Yeah. Have we got Tom? Hello, Tom.
Hello. Sorry, I got a croaky throat. But hey.
It's all good.
What's been going
on?
Explain who Tom is, Gemma, because people might just think he's a punter.
Okay, Tom.
He's so much more. He is so much
so
more
much
than
more.
That.
I'm just checking that you are. This is Tom Furlow, and he's from Big Brother on the Streets. How are you? Except for the croaky voice, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm really good, but Ian, I'm with you about Mario being evicted. The facilitator, he's gone.
Man, this is... Hang on, let's just have a recap of how great this man is.
Blow into the instrument as if blowing a raspberry.
There we go, you see. That's advice for everyone.
I'm a facilitator, I'm a manager of people.
Tom, listen, there are some people out there who... Get this. They don't know what Big Brother on the Streets is. Tom, could you tell them?
Wow, all right. Well, basically, it's their show. I just go to a city each week.
Well, hang on. You say it's their show. Do they get paid for it? No, you
no.
do. It's your show, Tom. Own it.
All right, I own it.
Yeah, good lad. Good lad.
All right, but as well as it being my show, I don't know. I just go to a city and I ask people what they think of BB, and I think, you know, we have fun, there's games, and we have a good little chat.
Who's the biggest Big Brother nutter you've met so far?
Oh, that would have to be this person we met in Newcastle. He was kind of a bit like, I don't know, how should I put it?
Mental?
I didn't want to say mental.
No,
but
BB
obsessed. But yeah, no. Honestly, the people I meet are great. Oh, and can I just say, hi, Zezzy, I love
Hello.
You.
Aww.
Oh,
thanks,
stop.
Sweetheart.
No, this is not what this program is about.
BB love.
Listen, BB
Tom,
love right back to
we
you.
We have an example of your most recent exploits. Have a listen to this.
The okay. dream is over. Jenna Dale is no more. What am I going to do with myself? I tell you what I'm going to blimmin' do. I'm going to present Big Brother on the streets. Maureen, tell me what you thought of last night's eviction. Jen leaving.
Brilliant, yeah. Brilliant. I wanted her to go.
She turned Dale, who was a lovely, lovely lad, into an absolute drip.
Oh, my goodness. Bex. She's
oh
come out of a shell. She's been a bit argumentative.
She hasn't got a shell. She's always...
What's that supposed to mean?
She's not the centre of the attention. She's got to strip off and show her boobs on TV.
Yeah.
You know, so that becomes boring.
I love her. I think she's probably, like, the most funniest in the house.
This has been Big Brother on the streets. You smell incredible.
Hang on, what's that got to do with Big Brother going up to people telling them this? When you say incredible, Tom, was it a nice incredible or a bad incredible, like poo?
A great incredible. But the closing shot, I wasn't actually saying that to somebody,
I
could.
I'm so sorry.
General outro, Ian.
I'm sorry. Now, listen, you were in Newcastle last week, Tom.
Yes.
This week, where are you going to be?
Well, tomorrow, I'm in Coventry, so Bex's hometown, it's quite suitable.
Yes.
So, like, we're going to get people's views on, you know, because Bex has stayed in the house now, so, I don't know. I think the whole thing with Luke, you see, you're speaking to someone who's a bit kind of sceptical about the whole relationship.
Tell us about the cynicism, because I'm on your side, brother.
Me too.
Right, okay, well, I'm thinking that, you know, Luke knows a bit about magazine deals. He's a bit switched on. He's thinking, if I get it on with Bex, this could work out, could keep me in the house. I think Bex is just horny, so she'll say yes.
She'll hump anything.
He has an unusual way of spelling Rebecca. Did you see it this week when he was spelling Rebecca?
No, how did he spell it?
Was it R-E-B-B-C-A?
B-B-C-C-A.
The way an idiot would spell it.
He missed
an E. I didn't see that.
Wow, indeed. You're right. It wasn't much of a revelation.
But more importantly, did you see tonight's show when Darnell was wearing a nappy or something?
I didn't see Darnell.
What show are you watching?
I did not see
that show a total of two times today.
Darnell wearing a nappy, Tom? What the hell is going on?
He was wearing a nappy on the, you know, the bit where they announced the housemate leaving. I swear Darnell didn't have a top on.
Are you sure he wasn't wearing some white shorts that happened to be bunched up, my love?
It looked like a nappy.
Yeah. I did not notice that.
Tom,
thanks,
Tom, listen, you agree with me, don't you? That Mario, first of all, it was sad that Mario got booted out, and then he got the booze, man. The poor fella got booze.
How very dare.
No.
I know. I personally think they got the wrong crowd in. I mean, for goodness sake, it's Mario. He's a facilitator. He's brilliant.
Don't raise your voice too high. You could explode, Tom.
I'll keep it nice and low for you, Ian.
Okay, thanks. Who's your favourite housemate, Thomas?
I'm kind of liking Lisa, because I felt sorry for the way... Yeah.
Me too!
You're a big fan of Lisa, are you?
Yeah.
She's definitely coming up there, isn't she?
I like Lisa. I think Lisa's just, like, a victim at the moment, the way Mario's treating her.
That's why he got the booze. He's really just been a bit of an idiot this week.
She's got the patience of a saint, that woman.
I think she's going to come out of her shell, and hopefully her clothes, and she's going to... She's
going to skin-coloured tights.
Oh, those skin-coloured tights are wonderful.
They come up every show.
Well, listen, when Lisa eventually gets booted out, which will happen, she won't win it, I don't think, you should come to the Big Ears studio and meet them.
What, meet who?
Is he listening to us? Are you watching telly? You got someone there with you, Tom? You're not paying attention? When Lisa gets booted out, come to the studio and meet her.
Meet Lisa? Really?
Would you like to?
I Yeah, I'd quite like to meet Lisa. That'd be quite cool.
Okay, but when I say come to the studio, I don't mean actually come in. You'd have to wait outside. We've got very, very strict security here. I don't think you'd be allowed in the building. Is that okay?
No, I understood that. I was kind of guessing that before you said that.
Tom, listen, thank you very much. So it's Coventry tomorrow, is it?
Yeah, yeah. Basically, people need to log on to e4.com/Big Brother and they need to watch my show and then they need to watch again on Monday for the Coventry episode because that's going to be kick-ass. It'll be really,
it's
really
funny. It's going to be what, sorry?
Kick-ass.
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 Kick-ass. Rock on. Kick-ass. Hey, Tom, always good to talk to you, fella. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I think he'd been drinking.
Now, you think that about everyone.
I am very suspicious. Now, the question is...
We've all had a drink.
What the hell has been going on in the house since Tuesday?
The housemates nominated for eviction this week are... Rebecca and Mario.
Oh, me and God!
Lee's going to do? What's Lisa going to do? God.
Hello, Big Brother!
Once we've seen this voucher, because it's even mine and Mario's last night, we're not very happy that it's two up, because we're good friends, and we think the rest of the housemates are beautiful, pissing us up.
Oh, well, everything's hilarious, in a kind of way, because no one's had any sleep, because of snoring. It's a snoring debate. Everyone's talking about Belinda snoring. It's just so loud, you know, it's like an orchestra.
How about Rex? Not at all. Not looks-wise at all. Personality-wise, to a T. Like, if I saw him in a bar and I hadn't spoken to him, I wouldn't look twice. I reckon Stu's more my type than Dave. Keep that to yourself, though. Don't know what they say.
Oh, Sarah is playing an absolute blinder. She was sat on Darnell's knee yesterday, stroking him. She even sat next to me on the bed. But she's going around doing it with all the lads and next night. Again.
Very popular, though, very popular.
Well, you will be, because you're a bit of fluff, and that's how you are. She don't give a monkeys about anyone in here. Yeah. You're just playing a whopper.
Now, if you're wondering why there are no clips of Luke's and Beck's getting it on, we're going to have that later on, apparently. That was very, very unpleasant, though.
In a weird way, it was quite sweet.
It was sweet. I was screaming at the screen.
We're joined by Zazie, the true host of Big Brother's Little Brother. You've got that lanky fella with the grey hair makes tea and runs errands. You're the star of the show. Let's not mess around here. Give us your expert...
You out, you arse licker.
Do you know what I mean?
All right, first of all, you watch your language.
Brown nose Lee.
Everyone calm down. I'm just saying that she's the true talent, like I am of this show. She's the true talent of the Little Brother.
You know what? Bring Brian back.
Now, Zazie, as I was about to say to you, what did you make...
You were bigging me up. Carry on bigging me up.
No,
I'm on the housemates. Stop joking.
I've done enough bigging up.
Thanks.
What do you think of the show tonight?
OMG. It was Luke and Bex for me. I couldn't handle it. I couldn't.
Quite unexpected.
Little and Large getting it on. Weird. Finally, after his excitable moment so far.
Was it unexpected? Though we saw it coming.
I know,
eventually.
But I didn't actually think they were going to go through.
I don't know.
I really didn't. I thought it was just going to be all horseplay, not actual. He got a bit washing machine on her as well. Do you see? He got a bit into it and was like.
No.
But he protested too much. So that's how you knew they liked each other.
That someone during that snog swore and said the S word.
Yeah. Couldn't have been Luke though. He does not swear.
But I think it might have been him.
Really?
Yeah.
Can we get a playback on that?
I know.
We're hunting down the audio, and hopefully by this time next month we should have it.
Audio equivalent of Hawkeye at Wimbledon.
Yeah, yeah.
It was Luke.
I don't like that Hawkeye thing. I think they've only had to complain five times about a ball.
It's not fair.
All right, not fair. Rakeel McEnroe's
career. I
complained
more than five times about ball.
What do you think of Mario's eviction, more importantly?
Oh,
I'm absolutely gutted, actually.
Well, we've got Lisa on the line. Hello, Lisa.
Hello.
Lisa, now, what do you think about Mario getting booted out?
I think it's brilliant.
No.
Oh, you cheeky man.
Why do you think it's brilliant?
Because he's an idiot and he bullies Lisa.
Okay. Is that your child in the background you're neglecting? Yeah, yeah. Who's got the moral high ground now, young lady?
Yeah. He looks after blind people.
It's my friend.
Your friend that you hang out with a five-year-old? But how did he bully Lisa? He didn't bully her. He just, you know, told her what she should be doing.
Yeah, but he shouldn't be telling her what to do.
She's not clever enough to know what to do herself.
Oh, I would have told him to get stuffed.
Yeah, you would have done. You sound like a very common young lady. I'm not sure.
Oh, shut up, Ian.
Take it down a notch, Lee.
I'm too feisty, am I?
Okay, so you're glad he went, but Bex, really, you don't want her in the house, do you?
Yeah, but I want to see what happens with her and Luke.
Yeah, that's convenient, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, they get the snogs in just before she's about to get possibly booted out. Oh,
that's true.
He'll be regretting it now.
Well, he's going to regret it. She's fancied him for ages, though. That's been quite obvious. But he's got a clever mind. He knows that if he's part of a couple, a new sexy couple. That he's going to stay in longer, doesn't he?
I reckon she's secretly regretting it now because she's got to take it further.
Oh, she's got to sober up, isn't
she? Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
Lisa,
exactly. That's what I think.
Lisa, were you at the eviction tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the atmosphere like?
Brilliant. Even though it was raining, it was good.
Did I speak to you earlier? In the crowd? Oh, I remember you now. was it really, really fun?
Yeah, brilliant.
Where are you now? Are you still in the area or have you just gone
No,
out?
We're driving home now.
Okay.
Hey, can I just ask, did everybody boo Mario? Because in my heart of hearts, I'm kind of hoping that there were like a few people cheering.
There must have been some.
Was it a complete boo?
No, everyone booed him.
No.
And they said in the break who wanted him not to go out.
And who
and
shouted?
One man at the back said, me, and that was it.
Big up your chest, that one lone ranger.
Yeah,
stand
well,
strong, my brother.
Well done for not being a sheep like the rest of you, Lisa. Shame on you. Are you convinced by this Bex and Luke snogging thing?
No, I think I agree with you. I think that she just did it because it might have been her last night and now she's thinking, oh dear.
Can I ask, why do you go down to the eviction? I've never been to an eviction. I'm genuinely curious. Why do you go down there when you can watch it on the telly? What's the difference about being there?
Atmosphere. Brilliant.
Yeah. You'll have a party with a happy atmosphere, yeah?
Yeah, and seeing Davina.
Yeah, that's worth it. Davina's great.
I saw Davina for the first time
she's
in real life today.
Divine.
She's
really good.
She's smaller in real life than you'd think, isn't she?
Yes. She wears high heels.
Yeah.
5 inches.
Yeah.
They were pretty high then.
Steep.
I chatted to her earlier in her dressing room. She had a bed in there and everything.
She's got a bed in her dressing room?
It was better than yours, Daisy.
I don't have a bed in my dressing room, that's why.
Well, Lisa, listen, thank you very much for calling.
That's okay.
Take care, bye-bye.
Have a good drive home.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
I've been told that we could be moments away from Mario or we could be a long time away. We just get ready to jump to page 6 of the script.
Be still.
Zazie, now, are you a Big Brother fan? Be honest, because I haven't seen it for 4 years before this. I'm being honest. Were you a Big Brother fan or were you just taking this job for the cash?
No, I was kind of a fan. Obviously, the cash helps, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like nice things. But no, I watched it all through school because it was just... I was about 13 when it first came on and it came on around exam time. I watched it all through school. And then, you know, it's one of those things that's inescapable. So no matter how much you protest that I didn't watch it, obviously, you come back from a night out, live streaming's on, you're like, just dip in. I'm picking it out.
Who of the housemates that you've met has impressed you the least so far? Is the one you've gone, oh, they're a bit boring.
Stu and Dale collectively, like, they've had a few moments of, like, you know...
You haven't met them, have you?
Oh, no, that I've met.
Yeah, that was the question.
Was that
Thank
the
you,
question?
Gemma. I didn't want to step in and embarrass her, but you felt comfortable.
You stepped in and corrected
me. I did, yeah.
That's you a true friend, Gemma. Tell me like it is. Okay, that I've met that least impressed me, Steph. Just,
oh, really? I liked her.
She was lovely, but she just seems to have the wherewithal of, you know... I don't know. A goose.
Now, I missed Jen when she came in on Tuesday. What was she like,
That was
Gemma?
An interesting one because as soon as she came in, she was all smiles and, like, she came with her mum and she was quite funny. And then I listened back to the show and I realised that she was actually slating the housemates throughout, but I kind of didn't realise because it was all done with a big smile and quite in a jokey way. But
she's
actually,
an
she's
iron
quite
glove. What is it? The iron fist in the velvet glove. That's her.
I was kind of taken in, but I did also find that I suddenly just went at one point, bitch! It just came out of my mouth.
To
it's
her
really
face.
Weird. And then everyone went, I carried on.
Oh, God. Well, listen, we'll talk to you more in a second, but I'm going to press two buttons if you don't mind. First one's number 24.
Big Brother, sponsored by the Liberty Sim from Virgin Mobile.
Get closer to Big Brother. Channel4.com/Big Brother.
Daisy keeps trying to press the button.
Yeah, keep your,
very really
filthy, keep your filthy hands off, otherwise I'll show your toes on the webcam.
Please.
And they can all laugh at how freaky they are.
I don't need an induction or to be facilitated.
Okay,
please.
So Mario is the sixth
You'll
person.
Get a chance, you know.
We're trying to do the show proper and stuff.
All right.
Just watch and learn, girls. This is how you do it.
Okay.
Mario is the sixth person to exit the Big Brother house. Was it the right decision? This is your bit I'm reading anyway. I don't know why I'm reading.
It's not.
Well, it is. Look, my name's there.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Thank
okay.
you.
Oh my God! What about Luke and Bex?
Spontaneous.
We're in a few weeks ahead. Have you noticed a change in certain housemates' behaviour? Let us know what you think. Here we go.
Oh, hang on, we can do this.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Steph. You can contact us by calling 0871 200 1048. Calls cost 10 pence a minute from BT Landline. Calls from other networks may vary and from mobiles will cost considerably more. Terms and conditions for our phone and text services can be found at channel4.com/Big Brother.
OK, I think on the phone we have Terry. Terry, are you there?
I'm Erie, and this is Terry from Bristol.
Hello, Terry.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello there, Terry. Now, I believe you're a big fan of health and indeed safety.
I am, Ian. I am an odd job Andy man. I does odd job work, to name but a few. So, what I am concerned with, Ian, and I disgrace that Mario who's gone in there, Ian, because I understand Mario. Not a lot of these people don't understand what he's all about. I does.
Yes,
right.
Terry. What's
the
he about?
Eh?
What's he about, Terry?
He's just there. I admire his facilitation skills, Ian. Because that's the kind of person I am.
Yes.
I make sure things are safe, like especially in the workplace. I don't go in someone's act and muck it all up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And I respect that for him, and I want Matt. And I like the way he took care of everyone.
Terry, can I ask you? You remember a couple of years ago? Pete did a lot of good work for Tourette's when he was on Big Brother. Do you think that Mario's had the same impact on health and safety this year?
I think he has, Ian. I mean, look at the way he was looking at the hinges in the door. What person would do that? The way he was messing around with the hinges, the corners on the kitchen tables, the cooker.
Yeah.
Who designed the kitchen, Ian?
I don't know. Zazie, do you know who designed the kitchen of the Big Brother house this year? Is that information
I
you
don't,
have?
But no. I'm just... I'm astonished by your
love for health
your
and
love
safety
and
regulation.
Earnest pleas. It's just like, wow.
Because
it's formidable.
Because I know I would love to go round his house because I know we would get on, me and Mario.
Like
we would discuss health and safety. We would discuss. I wouldn't be walking past Mario's kitchen getting scraped on a corner.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Terry, listen. It's now that Mario's out, who are you going to be supporting?
Oh, Lisa, she's very similar to my missus. Very similar, got the same attributes.
In what respect is that?
Tattooed eyebrows?
Well, we have a very close relationship. I helped her pay for her boob job 2 years ago because the NHS wouldn't do it.
They don't, do they? Well, it's disgusting. The NHS will not pay for them.
No, so I put that.
Well,
I did
Terry...
extra jobs in the evening to fund her.
Are you in
boobies.
The fan club, Terry? Are you in there? Are you one of the people in the Mario and Lisa fan club?
I am, and I'd love to go for the eviction.
Okay.
I want to be there for Lisa. With Mario.
Terry, can we work some magic? Terry, would you just quickly say hello to Mario for me?
Hello, Mario. This is Terry. I'm your biggest fan. Let's talk health and safety sometime.
This is the show going on now.
Hello, Mario.
Hello, Mario speaking.
Hello, Mario. Let's just introduce who we've got here. We've got me, I'm Ian. Hello, Gemma's here. We've got Zazie from Big Brother's Little Brother.
Hello. Hi.
Very quickly, we've got your super fan Terry on the line. Terry, just quickly say hello to Mario before we cut you off.
Hello, Mario. I'm Terry from Bristol. I'm your biggest fan. I'd love to talk health and safety with you over a pint of cider down my local anytime.
Hello, Terry. It's Mario here.
Hey, Mario.
I didn't quite catch all that, mate.
Don't worry.
Quiet.
Mario, he was a mental. We've got rid of him. Hey, man, listen, it's really good to talk to you. How do you feel after getting booted out?
Well, obviously, it's a bit of a shock, and it's obviously, you know, especially leaving Lisa behind.
Yeah.
It's like leaving a Siamese twin. We're part, you know, being part of the hip.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's part of the game show. I'm gonna hook up with her in a few more weeks, no doubt.
I'm not allowed to show any bias because I am now an Endemol employee, but
right.
The wrong person got booted out, my friend. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm with you, Mario.
The public can't be wrong. 77%. The public can't be wrong.
Was it 77%?
It was, my
man. I'm sorry because I really thought you were a dead sir because Bex has been an annoying little so-and-so the last couple of weeks.
Right, madam.
I've got to ask you, man. We felt we were watching it. We felt so bad when you came out to the booze. How was that?
Well, I just think it's a bit of a pantomime. Whoever comes out of the house is probably going to walk into that sort of entourage. You know, you don't take it personally, etc., etc. I don't fundamentally think I've done anything majorly wrong. I haven't been not ejected from the house. I haven't done anything, you know, with malice. Everything I've done was within the good intent. So I'm not really, you know, fazed by that. It's just a bit of bravado.
Mario, did you and Lisa audition as a couple?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, it was. It was in Manchester. And right. The reason why we did it as a couple is because she was 40 on the 22nd of May and I was 43 in the house. And I said, well, what could we do that would be different?
Yeah.
And you're 40th. We ended up in the house.
How did you come up with that, though? Most people go, well, let's go hang gliding or you know, let's go bungee jumping.
Quite
you went, you went in the Big Brother house.
Yeah, but it saved me a lot of money.
When you watched back the custard cream moment, did you cringe slightly? I'm just going to dunk my custard cream into this hot, juicy tea.
Does anything make you cringe, Mario?
Not really.
I do that.
I mean, I do that at home. Not really. I haven't really changed that much in the house, you know. So that's what I do. And, you know, we get a bath together and exfoliate each other and all the rest of it.
I love exfoliating too.
I think you've done a great work for the exfoliating glove industry. I've never seen such a product, but I think it's going to go.
Yeah, but what about the health and safety?
I love you, man. I'm so gutted you got booted out. Listen, can I just say, the whole incident around Jen's painting and when it all kicked off and the spitting and all of that, I think you were the only housemate that came out of that situation with any dignity whatsoever. I was at home cheering you on because you calmed people down, you took Rex to one side, you took Mohammed to one side. I thought you did a great job with that. What was it like being in the middle of that argument?
Well, first of all, thanks for that. Basically, it was just a snowball, and it just escalated. And again, this is going back to group dynamics and little splinter groups within groups, and you can see this forming. So yeah, I was quite vocal, and probably that's why I got ejected, because people see that as a threat, and you're a big, strong character. That actual night in question, to be honest, I just couldn't believe it. I had to pinch myself. It was potentially going to get violent. Punches were going to get thrown. Few occasions he had to pull Mohammed back and he was going to chase after Dennis, and I just couldn't really believe it. I just couldn't believe it, you know, at the end of the day. But if Jenny would have accepted the apology off Rex and, you know,
Jenny, stop crying, it's just a rubbish little picture. I mean, calm down, for goodness sakes.
She was playing this love triangle with Stuart and Dale.
Didn't work though, backfired, didn't it?
Yes.
Can I ask, you were saying earlier on that if you got voted out tonight you were going to go around and give some home truths. Did you do that in the end or not?
No, I didn't. I thought, you know, well, I mean, at the end of the day, it's about, you know, working smarter, not harder. I was leaving Lisa in the house. If I probably would have gone round and upset people already had a theory that Lisa and I were sort of voting together, which is a load of border dash. Big Brother won't allow you to do that, won't permit it. So if I tell people how I really feel, really, then it may backfire on Lisa. And again, that's just, I didn't want to do that on Lisa's behalf.
How do you think Lisa's going to be for the next few weeks? Well, however long. How do you think she's going to take the news that you're not there anymore?
Well, Lisa's quite robust, and we've discussed this for many months. And I tell you what, she's got the capability and potential to go all the way. I'm not worried about the men in the house. I'm quite concerned about the lady attention she's getting.
Can I say something, Mario? Because I have to get this out in the open, because we may meet at some point during this course of Big Brother. Please don't hit me. I think Lisa is the sexiest woman in the house by quite some considerable way.
Really?
Yeah, I
can go with that.
I want to say, I don't want you to hear it from someone else. I've been quite vocal about it, and I just have to lay my cards on the table here. Well done, sir. You've done well.
Cheers. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
We'll let you go in a second, Mario, because you must be knackered. What are you doing this weekend? I'm not asking you out for a drink or anything. I'm just curious. Sorry. I realise that sounded really
just
inappropriate.
Just put your car keys in the fishbowl in the middle of the table.
Daniels would be nice.
Have you got anything planned for the weekend?
Not at the moment. I just take each day as it is, you know, and see what happens. Can't wait to see my children.
Aww.
I was really, really missing them. I missed them on Father's Day immensely. I was rocking a little bit on Father's Day, and I was sort of thinking, you know, if I do go out now, I'll go out, and I don't really mind. I'm not here to win it. I haven't got the capability to win it. I just want to see my kids.
How old are your kids?
7, 10. I'm stepdaughter. Stepdaughter's 18.
Well, fantastic. There you go. That makes sense.
I want to ask you something, Mario. Yeah. You were quite close with Luke, and you two seem to have quite a lot of, well, not mother's meetings, father's meetings, as it were, about the rest of the housemates. Do you trust him? Because he's come across as the most Machiavellian and scheming housemate in there. That's how he's been shown. Do you actually trust him?
No, at the end of the day, I don't trust anyone as far as could chuck him.
Fair enough.
Too right.
Do you reckon Lisa can win?
I'd certainly say she can go in the top three, and from there it's anyone's sort of gambit.
I think so.
She'll definitely get to the final, because she's had hardly any nominations since she's been in there, because everyone seems to like her, and she does, you know, what she does, and everyone's quite friendly.
Yeah.
Who, apart from Lisa, supposing Lisa got booted out, who would you like to win, Mario?
Mikey.
Mm.
Okay.
I'm going to say something that I don't believe in, but a lot of people have said this, and I have to put this to you. Some people have suggested that you were only hanging out with Mikey to make yourself look good. Now, I don't think that's the case at all, because I think you genuinely got on YouTube. How would you respond to that accusation?
Well, I mean, I've just done a bit of a press conference before you've asked me that, and I just think it's quite despicable that people may even suggest that from myself and knowing the person that I am. But, you know, that's their question, that's a prerogative, and I can doubt that in, you know, straight away that wasn't the case, and he's a great friend. The problem is, because you meet a great friend like that and you spend time with him, whether they've got a disability or not, it may be misconstrued to the viewing public. Now, if he could see, would they say the same thing? Probably not. So then the other people are taking advantage of the disability and not me.
Yeah. But, Mario, just before we let you go, I've got to say, when you were doing the zookeeper, where you're wearing the zookeeper outfit, it's a look that suits you. You look like a young
Strong
Victor Mature.
Look.
Oh. Victor, I've not heard that for years.
Seriously?
My dad's friends used to say that.
Really?
Victor Mature. I went on a holiday once and had a chap from Glasgow. He was in his 60s and he hounded me for a week saying, you look like Victor Mature. And in the end, he wanted my autograph and he said, I need something from you. I said, well, I haven't got anything, mate. And everywhere I went in the restaurant, he said, this is Victor Mature, I'm telling you. And in the end, I said, well, all I've got, mate, is a pair of socks or underpants. He said, I'll have them.
What? You gave all your underpants to an old man?
Billy from Glasgow, his name was. Billy from Glasgow. I must be 65
I'm only
now.
Saying it now because the youngsters here won't know who
Victor
Mature is. You don't know Victor Mature is, do you, kids?
But I want to know, Mario, when were you a magistrate? Because we did a timeline of your many and illustrious jobs.
Yeah, when I was sort of in the senior management, I was training to be a magistrate. Didn't actually sit on the bench, but I'd done all the training.
That's what's important.
Yeah, I'd done the training. I sat on the voluntary sort of side of things, but I never actually sort of executed it fully.
Mary, very quickly, we've got Sarah, who is your super fan. On the right, if we can ask you one more question, then we'll let you on your way, sir, to enjoy your weekend. Sarah, you're through to Mario.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Go on, Sarah, what have you got? We may have to repeat it to Mario, because I think you're quite quiet for him. Go on, what do you want to ask him?
I want to ask, is he glad to be out now?
Are you glad to be out, Mario? Good question, Sarah. Yeah, well thought out. Are you glad to be out, Mario?
Hello, Sarah. Aww. Nice to meet you. Yeah, I am in a way, because I'm not a game player, and I think the ones that have got a game are going to go all the way, and I'm not that. So for me, the timing was right.
Mario, you've got a round of applause from us.
Yeah.
I think you should still be in there, sir.
Proud, Mario.
Enjoy your weekend, enjoy watching Lisa, and hopefully we'll get to see you soon, mate.
I'll see you on Sunday, Mario.
Bye,
yeah,
Mario.
See you guys later.
Bye.
Cheers. All the best. Bye.
What a nice bloke.
What a nice bloke. I think this week he got a bit gnarly and a bit defensive.
That was insecurity.
And that's what got him out.
Yeah, it was.
Up and down, and it's made me just get annoyed with him because the way he was speaking to Lisa. But just then, what a nice guy.
He's always been a nice guy.
I think he has.
The cooker of the house that brings out the worst in people. He's a decent man.
Don't you just want to hang out with him? I want to go to the pub
with him.
I want him
to facilitate me in some way.
All right.
Oh, you dirty man.
No, in that way. You're disgusting.
Sarah.
No.
Sarah, you're still on the line, are you?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
You must be gutted that Mario's been booted out. Or not. Sarah?
Yes.
Yes, I...
Passed out.
Yeah. I'll ask you again. Are you gutted that Mario's out?
Yes, I am, yes.
Okay, well, thanks for calling, Sarah. There we go. That was great. Now, if you want to give us...
Thanks very much, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
She was so devastated she couldn't speak.
If you want to give us a call, 0871 200 1048. 0871 200 1048. Calls cost 10 pence a minute from a BT landline. Calls from other networks may vary, and from mobiles will cost considerably more. You can send your messages in to us by texting, which I believe all of the kids
all
do
the
these
rage.
Days. Texting the word ears, followed by your comment to 83188. Text are charged at user standard network rate. Terms and conditions for our phone and text services can be found at channel4.com/Big Brother.
Big Brother, sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
You're listening to Big Brother's Big Ears, only on channel4.com/Big Brother.
I heard it.
You can't press the buttons. All right, press a button. But you've got to press
one of those. Be careful which one you choose. One of the bottom ones.
No, do you?
No, not yet.
No, she can press that.
That's my favourite moment.
This one.
Just, no, not just.
Oh, this one.
Yes. Big up. Big up. Big
up. Big up. Oh, no, I didn't like that one.
But it's not big up yet. Big up. I've got to read this script.
Sorry.
Gemma, where have you been tonight?
Well, Ian, I went down to the Big Brother house.
I know, I saw you there.
I know. Woo! to check out the general vibe and chat to the heaving crowd of Big Bro fans. And I got to speak to Davina and hang out in her dressing room. We'll hear all the fruits of that conversation later.
What was the mood like?
It was a real mixed bag, actually. No one knew who was going to go. No one knew what to expect from tonight's eviction. There was all sorts of rumours going around about Luke and Bex and Luke's erection.
Sensual seduction.
I met some diehard fans and some not-so-diehard fans of Mario and Rebecca. And here they are. I'm standing outside the Big Brother house and apparently they're sitting in the garden and I just got told off for being too loud. I'm about to chat to the crowd and find out who they think should be leaving Big Brother tonight. What do you think of Mario?
I actually quite liked him at first and I really tried hard to like him, but this week it's all gone wrong.
And what do you think of Rebecca?
Well, I used to live in Coventry and I think she'd probably be better off going back.
B block to win.
Yeah?
Anybody from B block?
Anyone from B block?
Yeah.
Anyone in particular?
Darnell.
Everybody?
Yeah.
Darnell?
Yeah.
What's your opinion on Mario?
He needs to be out.
Out.
Out, out, out. That's all you can say. Out.
Rebecca?
She needs to stay. Her and Luke make a great couple.
Yeah?
If it wasn't for her, Luke would be nothing.
Okay, so you're believing this couple. You don't think it's anything to do with a game plan?
It could be a game plan, but whatever it is, it's keeping both of them together. And they make entertainment, and that's what you want.
So why do you not like Mario?
Just because he's really annoying. At the start, I didn't mind him so much, but I hate the way that he's putting Lisa down all the time and speaking to her and, you know, thinking that he's better than everybody in the house.
What's your opinion on Rebecca?
Spoilt little witch. Because if she can't have her way, she'll scream, shout, stamp around and just be completely nasty to everyone, which is no need for her.
Luke and Beck snogged it up last night.
Oh no, that's vile. That's absolutely vile. No, 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 don't put that on telly.
How could she do that?
But no! She did it to stay in, but she won't. Yeah. The public are not fools.
Whoever comes out tonight, will you be booing or cheering?
Booing! Oh. Boo!
So I'm guessing, I wasn't really listening, I'll be honest, but I'm sorry, my mind was miles away there, Gemma, but most people there wanted Mario out, did they?
It really was a mixture. Most people Mario, but there was a lot of haters for Rebecca as well.
I just can't understand why people keep in. She's been so obnoxious and aggressive.
Vile.
And oh dear. Anyway, listen, as you can tell, we're joined in the studio tonight by the presenter, Big Brother's little brother. Excuse me. It's Zazie.
High
five, Zazie. Come
high
on.
Five.
That's what I'm talking about.
Don't diss off my main man, George. You know you're bigging me up.
Well, listen, I'm a big fan of George Lamb. He's a very nice gentleman. He's taller than
lovely.
Me. So that's
taller
works.
Than most at 6'5", though. Don't feel bad.
No, I don't feel bad. No, I don't feel bad. It makes me feel normal, actually, having to look up to someone. Who's your favourite housemate in the Big Brother household?
I think it's... Suddenly, obviously, it was Catrea at first. I too was swindled by the cookie love, but it's waned. I think now...
She told me about that cookie love.
Cookie love, cookie love. Now I'm over it now. I'm like Darnell, outsider. And Lisa, I love Lisa.
Yeah.
She's a good egg.
I think Lisa, Darnell, Kat would be a good final three.
I would think it'd be amazing. And Lisa's so decent.
What do you think about Rachel? Because she's growing on me.
I feel sorry for Rachel.
Yeah, I do.
Because it's like... Just because someone chooses to deal with the world in a nice way, and that's her way of coping, by being nice and avoiding conflict, why should she be persecuted? It doesn't make for a riveting viewing, yes, but that's not their problem. Why are they bullying her? Just leave her alone. She's going bald, for God's sake.
Give
the woman a break.
She's going bald?
Yeah.
She's losing her hair up the front.
Her
it's thinning.
Out.
Oh, no.
Thinning.
I thought it was quite moving that she loves Mario and thinks Mario's great.
And
Mario...
She hates
suspicious.
Him.
Yeah, Mario wasn't keen at all, was he?
He was swayed by Luke, though, and his spin-doctoring ways.
What's been your favourite moment of this series so far?
Favourite moment.
Sorry, I didn't mean to touch you there.
Stop it.
That squeal. That's such a loud squeal.
My hand just wandered. It's got its own gravitational pull.
The moment that made me squeal was tonight's kiss, actually, because I was screaming at the telly. All of that, you do want to kiss me. No, but you're drunk. No, I don't. I wouldn't kiss you.
It didn't remind you of being like younger, you know, when you have a little secret kiss with someone. It was nice.
Didn't remind you of when you were young and you had a little kiss on front of millions of people in a bed. Do you remember that?
Did you have a hard one?
I did, yeah. Oh, sorry, you weren't asking me.
No, I was.
But I did.
Apparently, on all the forums, that you got to see his hard-on. I didn't see it on the show.
No, I'm sure you didn't.
That's just
the
rumour.
It was the
rumour
that he had a hard-on and she jumped out of bed laughing.
All right, let's
I know
not,
enough of this.
All right, all right.
Let's not linger on.
Okay, let's talk about Big Brother's
Luke's
little brother.
Erection.
Obviously.
Not long enough to linger on.
Stop.
I didn't do anything. I'm trying to hurry you two on to talk about Big Flipping Brother.
Oh, no, we're talking about Big Brother's little brother. Right, okay. Dermot's shoes are pretty big shoes to fill.
They're tiny.
They're not, actually.
He's a wee fella.
I can't imagine he's got bigger feet than a size 9.
Okay, well, Dermot had a massive following. Everybody loves Dermot.
Everyone
he's great.
Loves Dermot.
Have you found it winning over the BBLB fans?
I think it's always tough to fill in someone that's been... It's obviously an institution and had his own way of doing stuff. But all you can do is do your best and... have fun with it. And that's the thing about Big Brother. It's a show that everyone feels like they have ownership of. So, I don't know, there's only so much swaying you can do. You've just got to just do the job in hand and have fun because it's a show that kind of belongs to everyone so they can make of it what they want, say what they want and write what they want. Yeah. So, yeah.
Have you said anything inappropriate about one of the housemates in front of their like family or friends?
Yes, I have.
Because I was there today and I was about to slag off Bex and then her mum and her aunt
walked
in.
I've done it so many times. The first time was when Steph was booted out and her mum was there and... before she was booted out, when she was doing the task on a Sunday and they were getting married live
early
in the
days
house.
As well.
It's like the second BBLB ever. And I just said something sarcastic about her being stupid. But her mum was sat next to me at the time. And you know when it just comes out of your mouth? And you're like, I would never be that snide in front of someone's mum. Like, I love a bitch as much as the next bitch, but not in front of someone's mum. That's out of order. I felt bad. And I've done it about others. I don't even want to remember it. I feel guilty. Sorry, Mum.
You
did raise me to be mean and snide, particularly not in front of people's parents.
Right, she's killing herself in front of us.
Ask her a question then, to shut her up. That's so embarrassing.
Please tell me, what is George Lamb's bow tie all about?
It's a strong
I liked it
look,
at
that's
first,
what it's all
but
about.
It is very
You're not allowed to say brand names on this show, are you?
You can say no.
Kent, no.
Yeah, you can say brand names.
Just the one. His ties are bow ties are Lanvin, and he's working a strong, you know, French couture look there. And he just loves dressing up. He loves looking gorgeous, and obviously the ladies love him gorgeous. It's distinctive.
Ian loves
gets
him looking
them
gorgeous.
Talking.
I'm a well flirting with him.
I love his bow ties. Much
I'm
more
a big
besides.
Fan of the Lamb. I think he does a cracking job. Okay, if you want to give us a call, it's 0871 200 1048. 0871 200 1048, and you can speak to me, Gemma. Who's Zazie? That'd be nice, wouldn't it? I think we're getting a call up in a second. Now, when you got the Big Brother's little brother, I assume you're very excited. There must have been a feeling of dread as well, though. I'm signing to this for 3.5 months. I'm filling Dermot O'Leary, taking his place.
It was an immense feeling of dread. It's 80 days of solid work, 6 days a week, for 13 weeks, which is hardcore for
hats
anyone.
Off,
having
off.
Never done live TV is especially hardcore, and particularly on a show like Big Brother, like I said, it's a show that the public has ownership of.
Yeah.
So it's the kind of show where when people see you in the street, they don't feel no way about grabbing you or shouting in your face. What do you think of Alex? Who? I don't know.
They own you, man. They totally
they
own
do,
you.
They do, and that's what's kind of frightening, but also fun. It's like, you know, it's everyone's show, everyone gets involved, and we all love it. That's fine. But it definitely was daunting. I'm 5 weeks in now, kind of shaking off the
fear
a little bit.
Has this been going for 5 weeks already?
Five weeks already.
Flipping it.
I've got the notches in my dressing room, scratching them against the wall. Doing a tally.
We've got a call up, 0871 200 1048. It's Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hi there.
Hello there. Yes.
Hey, Paul.
What can we do for you?
I'd just like to say that I'm really upset tonight that my mate Mario's gone.
Oh, is he your mate from back home?
Yeah. I'm sat there with a bottle.
Bottle of what?
What are you doing with it?
I need them nice ladies in the studio to cheer me up.
Listen, it's not a sex chat line. They're not going to talk dirty to you while you get yourself drunk.
Oh, have I got the wrong number?
Yeah, you mucky pup.
Where are you putting that bottle?
No.
Oh, stop.
Steady. Now, were you? I am so surprised, Paul, that Mario got booted out and Beck stayed in.
Tell me about her.
Because she's been nothing but trouble the last couple of weeks.
Well, she's got something, hasn't she?
well, huge knockers.
Two of them.
Yes. She's all up front.
Yeah, that's what it is. And this whole thing with her and Luke getting the snogs on, are you convinced?
It's a game, it's a soap opera. You know what I mean?
It's going to get further and further, I think.
Oh, it's going to get good, I suppose. But the bloke's gone, the main man of the house.
At least he can look after him now.
Now she's going to go on the booze. What we're going to do?
Well, you say that, Paul. It's interesting. Yes, Mario could be perceived as the alpha male. Yeah. Who do you think is going to step into that role?
Rex!
Lisa.
Lisa might do.
She's going to be the alpha male.
She could be. Paul, listen, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Good lad. There we go. 0871 200 1048.
He's meant to be mates with Mario. Yeah, he's saying his bird is a man.
I don't think he was romantic. I think that last caller lived in a world of fantasy.
Big Brother. Sponsored by Futuristic Fiber Optic. From
text Big Brother's Big Ears. 831-88. Start your text with the word ears, followed by your message.
Big Brother's love stories. There's a few love stories going on. This week we've witnessed love blossom between Luke and Rebecca. Is it a game plan? Is it true love?
No.
Is Luke the victim of sexual harassment? Let us know. Whilst you mull it over, here's the story of Luke and Beck's young romance.
Live from channel4.com/Big Brother.
I'm not a fan of you.
I'm not a fan of you.
What the heck are you doing, Rebecca?
I'm breakdancing for you.
Big Brother, if you were to let Rebecca free, not only would I consider it a personal favour, it would also make me look even better of a friend to Rebecca.
Is there anything else you'd like to request from Big Brother?
Just for somebody to mend my broken heart.
Well, I swear to God, Bex, me and you aren't speaking if I'm orange in the morning.
Oh, Rebecca, this is getting out of control now. I really don't think this is a good idea, Bex. I really don't think this is a good idea. Please don't cover yourself up, Rebecca. I don't want you. You want me. It's always been the case. Since day one, you look me up and down in that political grey suit, red tie, red shirt.
You look like a king.
You could have me in your dreams.
Yeah, I might, Luke.
In your dreams, Rebecca.
If I fancied you, Luke, I wouldn't be like I am with you. Just me.
Of course you would.
I wouldn't.
Okay, what would you do? Like,
I wouldn't be like this. I'd be when I like someone.
Don't tell me shy. Do not spit out the comment you are shy.
When I like someone, I am a bit. I wouldn't be able to touch. I wouldn't be able to like. I feel a bit like unless I knew that they felt the same.
What's just happened? Have you had a kiss having a laugh?
No.
Oh, you have? That's it, it'll never be the same again now. Surprised at you, Luke.
Rebecca, are you okay? Dear, would you kiss someone on national TV?
Yes, but try and make it discreet.
And if Rebecca gets evicted, she's got a press conference to go to and then one bird of questions. If Mario gets evicted, then we're from the week together.
What's going to happen in that week? Judging by the look on both your faces, ooh, it was good.
Yeah, I need a shower. I feel filthy.
Wake up, go on.
There we go. Just shared an intimate moment with the ladies in the studio. I hope you don't mind.
It's fine.
Not as intimate as the moment I shared with the doctor this morning. Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, it was unpleasant. Never again. You can give us a call. 0871 200 1048 is the telephone number. 0871 200 1048. Have we got any text, Producer Dan, that we can read? We've been giving the text number out all night. Can you bring some in? Look, here comes Producer Dan.
With the text.
If you want to text in, it's the last 10 minutes of the show. Text the word ears, followed by your comment to 83188. There we go. Gemma, what have we got?
OK, on the text, Luke's a backstabber. Stuart and Dale are a waste of space in the house. Rest are all boring. So want Rebecca to win. Makes me laugh and is totally genuine.
Who is that from?
I don't even know. Doesn't even... Anonymous.
Come on. Listen, if you're sending texts in, don't send anonymous texts. Put your name on it.
And try and put a little bit of grammar, maybe. A little bit. It'd be much easier for me.
Look, I am getting tired of... they were quite amusing at the point, for the start, when Luke go in the diary and go, well, Big Brother, this week, I think you find that that Rex has been an absolute so-and-so. And they were quite funny. Now it's just like, shut up.
It's like he's actually like starting to live a fantasy world when he's like, I'm the face of the luxury bedroom.
Oh, no, but he didn't say. What he said was he thought that...
The ambassador.
That Darnell thought that he was the ambassador of the luxury.
Of the B-block.
And he thought that Darnell thought that he was the of the B-block. You're weird, Luke.
He was getting a bit too, like, he was living some weird comet.
It's how Hitler started. It's that same kind of power complex kind of thing.
Be careful what you say.
Yeah, well, your dreams may come true. What else have we got?
We have got... Three cheers to Beck. She has given Luke the kiss of life. She has tamed the little weasel. She is tame. Did you see? So I have to say it. Did you see Bex's hair tonight?
Ratty. Where did they get them instead?
The same place. The same place. Mr. Paris gets hers from, I believe. If you saw Gordon Ramsay straight after it, you know what we're talking about. We've got Jenna on the line. Hello, Jenna.
Hiya.
Hi. Now you met Gemma earlier today. Is that true?
Yes, I did.
Hello. Hi. Was I in my sexy poncho?
Yeah.
I had to wear a poncho because it was peeing it down my brain.
So, Jenna, you were at the eviction as well tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you, why did you go? Surely you don't see that much, because a lot of it happens in the studio, doesn't it?
Yeah, true. But I just wanted to see... You know when they go to the studio, but they all sit down with Davina when he comes out?
Yeah.
I wanted to see the atmosphere and all that.
And what was the atmosphere like?
Yeah, what did it look like?
It was really good. A lot smaller than it seems, but it was really good.
Ain't that the truth?
Good to see like Mario's reactions.
How tall is Mario? Is he? I get the feeling he's quite a short fella.
Yeah, he's quite a short, and he looks less stockier like off TV.
Did he look more handsomer?
No, he looks better on TV.
Oh, does he?
Who's your favourite? Who's the most handsome for you? Who do you fancy?
Dale.
Stu.
Oh, good, yeah.
His eyeliner.
I'm going to say something that's controversial. I said it to the ladies earlier on today.
Yeah.
Mohammed's quite good looking, isn't he? Ooh.
Do you know what? I would date him, actually. He's
would
quite
you?
Cute.
No, I'm looking at a picture of him. No, I think he's
Farting
a good looking
that's
fella.
A good picture of him.
He's got a great personality. I feel we'll get on well with him.
Oh, he's got a great personality.
Oh, yeah, one of them ones.
Means he's a munter. Like means he's a munter.
I think that's nice. We can maybe do a bit of BB matchmaking.
What do you think about Bex and Luke getting it on? Are you as cynical as the rest of us?
Yes, I do think that it's a game plan, definitely.
Luke's too clever to...
Yeah, but... Actually, maybe he's ashamed of her. Maybe that's why he tries to... Because he slagged her off, saying all the other girls are pretty, but maybe he fancies her, but is embarrassed because she's clearly not the prettiest in the house.
Yeah, because he hasn't had much experience by the looks of it, has he?
I think that was his first kiss.
I think so, too.
It's very much schoolboyish, like a crush sort of thing. But I don't like her.
Jenna, who's that in the background?
That's my friend Nikki and my friend Steph.
Well, could you tell Nikki and Steph to shut up? We're on the internet radio. Yeah, come for goodness sakes.
They said sorry.
I accept their apology. Have you all been boozing tonight?
Have we been? No, we do not. We haven't had one drop of being good girls.
Really? I don't believe a word of it.
We're McDonald's, though.
Hey!
Good girl. You can't go wrong with a Big Mac. Jenna, who would you like to win?
Kat or Darnell, definitely.
Yes. Why do you like Darnell? Because he's coming up as a real outsider.
Yeah, but he's so genuine, I think, that... He's real. He says things as it is. He doesn't bitch. But...
I like Darnell. He's a little bit weird, like, just generally. generally, he's a bit... No, but he does do some weird
off-key,
things.
Yeah.
But
he does like outsiders.
He does speak sense, and that's he is right. quite entertaining.
I've
missed a couple of episodes this week. Have I missed the episode where Darnell... Because he fancied Bex, and now he's going, he hates her.
Yeah.
Well, after that growl...
After the girls came in as well.
Yeah,
it was quick right. time change.
That was the turning point, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Especially after that Sarah started pouring everyone.
Maybe he's going for...
Oh, my God, Sarah.
God, calm down.
Can I say, Sarah, I thought Sarah was being very unfair with Mikey.
Yeah.
Really, that was horrible.
Yeah, that was horrible, because he had that like, big grin on his face, like, oh, like the lady likes me.
But she even admitted
I might get my dog and some whipped cream.
Oh, stop it.
That was disgusting.
That was Ian Lee. That's Mikey. That's
I'm going to say it for the third time tonight. Take it down a notch.
Okay, I will do it. But I thought it was very unfair what she was doing. Oh, she goes, oh, you're the cutest. You're the cutest thing
she
ever.
She's doing it to everyone and Darnell.
Yeah, she's doing it to all of them. I reckon she was planning to try it with Mario at some point.
Another game plan.
Jenna, listen, thank you very much for calling. Thanks to your loud friends in the background. And we'll
thank you, you're great.
Call us again.
Thank you.
Take care, bye-bye.
Bye. See you later.
Now, the people that call this show, they're bonkers, but they're generally quite nice.
They are nice.
Sounds nice. She's having some chips.
Daisy, nice. Earlier on when we were watching the show, I'm sure you said that you'd snog Darnell.
I'm sure that you asked me if I would. I said no, and I asked you if you would. You said no, but you would. So no, but yeah, but no, but no, I would not.
I would.
Daisy would snog Darnell.
I can tell you who I'd snog in that house right now, okay? I would snog Rex, number one.
Yeah, I'd snog Rex.
Hands down, easy peasy, no qualms. Okay, Stu, whatever, maybe. Give it a go.
Dale, good torso, totally.
What a torso. Sweet Lord Jesus.
Maybe while just you're, cat as
while
well.
You're perving off over
maybe
that and thinking about swinging. Gemma, I believe earlier on in the day,
yes,
you met Davina McCall.
I met her for the second time. I love her. I get starstruck because she's just so amazing. She was very excited about the happy couple in the house. Have a listen.
Live from channel4.com/Big Brother.
So, everyone wants to know, what's your opinion on Luke and Bex?
Well, when somebody told me, when I came into work today, somebody said Luke and Bex kissed. And I said, oh, it's a fake. It's got to be a fake thing. And then I watched it.
Yeah.
And it's not. It's happened so slowly over sort of such a long period of time, and it's so painful that it's got to be real. Anything that would be fake would be a lot easier and would have just happened. And then when they kissed, they really kissed. I mean, yeah. It wasn't like a quick snog and then, oh God, I can't believe it. It was a full-on, proper, full-on snog. And we think they doth protest too much today, and they're both really embarrassed about it.
There's rumours that he had a
stiffy.
Yeah. so he was, that's not pretend. You can't pretend that.
No, you can't pretend that. But actually, if we're honest, it doesn't take much for a man, does it?
Really? True. It's true.
Especially if you haven't, for a long time or ever.
Yeah.
In his case, and there's a woman.
Yeah.
Sleeping with enormous breasts in the bed next to you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It wouldn't take much, would it?
Do you think there's any other couples that are conjuring within the house?
Well, I know that Sarah's got her beady eye
on
Stuart,
everyone.
But Stuart is more her type. But she's playing a dangerous game where she's flirting with everybody. And I think the guys, that may make her get nominated, actually, because they'll either not nominate her because they will fancy the pants off her, but I think more a possibility would be the fact that they might nominate her because they're annoyed that she's just teasing them all. She's flirting with them so badly.
I don't think it's the best game tactic.
No, it's not. It's
not really.
At all.
So, anyone that you really love or hate? Last question.
Not allowed.
Okay.
I can't really love or hate anybody in case it sways the vote, but yeah, there are people, yeah, but I can't tell you who they are.
Okay, we'll just guess. Thank you very much, Davina.
Okay.
It's been lovely.
Big Brother, sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
Big Brothers, Big Ears, every Tuesday and Friday at 11:30.
Right, we're running out of time. We've got time for this.
Big Up.
Big Up, Big Up.
Oh, I pressed
big
that
up.
Earlier.
It's fun. The second one's better.
Big Up.
We do, though. We do the second one. The second one to when we break up the
Big Up. I've just been corrected on my grandma.
Come on.
Bracing. By the way, quickly, I shouldn't have said, are there any relationships being conjured?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Yeah, it means something to me, but you kind of guess what it means. That's what counts.
I was
okay, Big Up questions for Zazie. Jess1450 says, what do you think is going to happen with Bex and Luke now?
I think they're going to carry on cavorting because it's obviously a winning formula. It's saved her skin tonight. And I think they're going to carry on, and there's strength in numbers, that luxury bedroom clan dwindling. dwindling. They're just their linchpin tonight, so I reckon they'll
carry
keep at
on.
It, yeah.
Big up!
Again.
You press that one. It's bigged up too.
Big up.
Yeah, it's not that good.
Alas,
I want to go home in a minute.
Shush. I cannot swim. Says, do you think groups will change or form if either Mario? Okay, so basically Mario's evicted. Do you think groups will change or form?
Well, obviously, that luxury group, which was the main group, is rapidly diminishing. So now I think that either B Block's going to splinter up or they'll merge into one.
Yeah.
Because it's clear that those two groups divided ain't
it's
working.
It's not working. It'd be nice
B-block's
if they
winning.
Formed into one.
Yeah.
It'd be quite happier.
B Block's winning, so I think they're going to have to get together somehow.
Okay, we've got time for one more quick call. We've got Heidi on the line. Hello, Heidi.
Hello.
Hello, very quickly because we're running out of time. What have you got for us?
What have I got for you? I'm wondering who's going to clean Lisa's feet now.
Yeah.
I'm quite happy to volunteer and go in there and do that.
Are you
Bex and Luke, what are your views on that?
Oh, wow. Well, I'm going to be watching tonight to see what else is going to be happening because that, there's something going on there. As much as they both deny it, But I definitely think something's going to go on there.
Brilliantly, Big Brother's introduced the concept of heaven and hell. Wow, good one. What do you think of that? Yeah. That's what I thought as well. Heidi, listen, thanks for calling.
That's all right.
We've got to go because I'm going to bed.
Bye, Heidi.
What a nice lady.
So we haven't got much time left, just long enough to ask Daisy one more question.
Go on then.
Who's going to win Big Brother 9?
I have no idea. I think I would be really disappointed if one of the beautiful ones just won because they were pretty and stuff. Yeah. So if Dale or Stu won, my faith in the Great British Republic would be destroyed.
I'd actually quite like Belinda to win. I don't understand why everyone hates Belinda.
She will be out.
Man. Them jazz hands and that snoring's got to go. I understand that she's insecure and, you know, I feel for her, but she just needs to take it down a notch. It's the fourth time I've said it.
No. Okay, listen, that's all we've got time for. Zazie, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks to
Tom from Big Brother on the Streets. He didn't think it's back, did he? Look, you did. He didn't. Oh, he's not here. Thanks to everyone who got in touch tonight. Join us on Tuesday at 11:30 p.m. straight after Big Brother's Big Mouth, when tonight's evicted housemate Mario is going to be live in this studio, sitting where you're sitting now, young
Woo-hoo!
Lady. That's right.
We're here every Tuesday and Friday night for all things Big Brother. If you haven't done it already, then subscribe to the Big Ears podcast via iTunes or this very website. For now, get on your telly and you can watch Big Brother live throughout the night. See you next time.
Bye. You've been listening to Big Brother's Big Ears. Go to the website for more. Channel4.com/Big Brother.
Marjorie uses her Liberty Sim to text her secret lover, Doris. Big Brother, sponsored by the Liberty Sim from Virgin Mobile.